If you missed it this week, here's the best bit from Bryce and Trace.
On the show with us right now, she has won 3 Olympic gold medals in a swimming pool, has broken 5 world records in her short career, retired at an early age of around 24, I think it was, pretty sure?
Yeah,
24. Steph Rice, how are you? Morning.
Hi.
Steph, you've been retired for a few years now. What's it like to be retired?
Well, it's been interesting. It's been a really, I think, emotional, incredible journey, finishing sport so young, like 24, and you feel like that's been like your whole life. Now you step into figuring out what is life for Stephanie Rice now after swimming. It was all that I knew that I was good at and what I loved. And so I feel like finding another passion is kind of been a journey, and I've just allowed myself to be gentle with that process. And now I feel like I'm in a really great place. Obviously, it's the Olympic year again. There's quite a lot of work coming up around that period. I'm launching my kids' swimwear company, which has been probably a 3 or 4 year journey, and it feels like everything's finally coming together to be something that people could see and touch and feel. So it's an exciting time for me.
Now, we're not too far away from the Olympics starting, of course, August 5. You've been to 2 Olympics yourself. What's it like going to an Olympic Games and competing as an athlete?
It's exciting. I think it's kind of very emotional. I know watching the Olympic trials was very emotional. And, you know, it's interesting to see how many ex-swimmers or athletes really do come together at that time, because we're all kind of going through the same emotions and the same journey. I actually found it very hard to watch because there's a part of me that obviously misses that that life and that excitement of racing. Like, the racing is what you train so hard for. Don't miss training in the slightest.
God, no.
No, but the racing is so fun, and getting to, like, I feel like those feelings of being in front of a crowd and being able to, like, just show what you've worked so hard for is what I lived for. You know, the bigger the meet, the better I would swim. And so there's really no way of replicating that feeling now post-sport, which I think is why so many athletes go into like a lull after sport, because it really is not something you can replicate. So I definitely am still like probably trying to figure that out. And Olympics being such a hype event, it's more intense. But it's also exciting to see how much the sport has progressed, and it's great to see kids that, you know, I swam with that were, like, I feel like they were babies when I was swimming with them, and now it's so exciting to see their journey progress.
Okay, who are the ones we need to keep an eye on in Rio?
Well, honestly, I really don't like naming names because I know what it was like to have pressure. I feel like there's definitely some really great kids coming through. I mean, the people like Cam McAvoy and Mitch Larkin that are obviously like ranked very highly in the world right now will swim well, but I do very much feel that there is a few underdogs that could upset. But from my experience of Olympics, I mean, it doesn't really matter where you're ranked or how good you are, like how you perform on the day. And there's people that, like 14-year-olds that come from Lithuania that have like never swam before, and they're all of a sudden like winning Olympic gold, and they just seize the moment. So I feel like it's exciting to see how it all plays out.
Got to ask you, Steph, one of the highlights from the Beijing Olympics, I always think, was yourself winning the 3 gold medals and also breaking 3 world records at the same time. Talk us through what it's like to go through an experience with taking out basically a whole clean sweep of the event.
Obviously, I had the most amazing time of my life. And it's very much a dream come true. Like, I think when I was younger, my goal was always to go to the Olympics. It wasn't necessarily to win a gold medal. I just really wanted to represent, you know, Australia and be wearing the gear and be in front of a crowd. And to me, that was like the dream. And so I guess making the team was almost like a shock. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to actually figure out like my dream again, because I've already achieved it just making the team. I feel like it's kind of one of those things where, like as I was saying before, Olympics brings in so many other factors, and so you can't allow yourself to feel about or think about end results. So I really just tried to focus on the process of all of the races and take them one at a time, and just know that I've done the work and feel confident. And those are the things that I remember. Like, I feel like people want me to give this amazing story of like how I turned around and saw the scoreboard. I mean, it was obviously all those things which you can see on TV, but I just remember being on the dais and thinking, oh crap, I hope I sing the words to the anthem. Like, I hope that I'm singing them right. And do I sing too loud? Because then people will hear how much of a bad singer I am. Like, thinking at the time, like, I wasn't like, like, bubble moment. I remember looking for my family when I was standing on the dais. And that was special because you just want to be with the people that have been through the journey. I mean, there's so many people there and people from Australia that come and support, which is amazing. But you kind of want to just see the people that matter. And I didn't get to see my coach for about 50 minutes after the race.
I'm sure you'll be watching Steph along with the whole of Australia. It starts August 5th. Steph Rice, thanks for having a chat.
Thanks so much. It was great to connect with you guys and I'm excited to watch the Rio Olympics for sure this year.
It's Breakfast with Bryce and Trace.